Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And as you know, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce building at their Access 2004 Small Business Summit. Hundreds of small business owners, including the lovely lady sitting across from me right now, my new friend Betty Jo Ticcoli. She's the president of Total One Development Center, which is a financial services company. That's how she keeps life and limb together. But we're going to talk about that in a minute, and we're also going to talk about some of the volunteer work that she does in California that's really important. Betty Jo Ticcoli, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
It's delightful to be here.
Betty Jo, tell us about why you're here at this conference at the Chamber.
Well, because I believe you have to get involved. One cannot trust that someone else is going to do it for you. You've got to participate with a broader group, or our businesses are not going to thrive and grow to the next level. So we've got to get involved.
Small business owners, as individuals, we have to make payroll. We've got to keep the cash flow going. We've got to make the customers happy. We've got to keep the employees happy. Maybe every so often have a life of our own. And all by ourselves, we're just really not a very loud voice. But if we could just get our voices singing the same song at the same volume, the politicians would be calling us. They'd be calling us at home, wouldn't they? We wouldn't be going with hat in hand to them, saying, "Can we please have a few minutes with you?" And then they might say, "Well, I'll see if I can work it out." If we could all be singing with one song and one volume, which we're capable of, the millions of us, they'd be calling us at home, wouldn't they?
That's exactly right. I think it's improving. At least in California, it's improving. They do call us more than it used to be. And I think we've made some inroads, but we've got a long ways to go. But it's kind of exciting. You know, everybody talks about small business, and it's exciting when you get to the point that they call to see what small business's position is on a
mm-hmm.
pending bill.
Mm-hmm. That's important. Tell us about your small business.
Well, my small business, I started out as a wholesaler for a mutual fund company after having worked for the Gillette Company a long time ago. And ended up in a financial services company because I like so many of the people, and I thought I was going to go into business and kind of semi-retirement and have fun for a lot of volunteer. And 14 years I've been running a financial services firm and do the regulatory and compliance.
Total One Development Center. What do you do for your customers?
We develop a total financial program to try and help them, whether it's education for them, for their children, for their grandchildren, their estate building, a total program.
Financial planning for the individuals and the company?
And small businesses. We mm-hmm. do a lot of work with small businesses because so often they think that doesn't apply to them, and we don't want to see them work 30 years and have nothing.
Well, that you're exactly right. And Betty Jo, one of the things that I see, and I experience this. I don't just see it. I experience this, and I'm sure you do too. You know, if we have any extra cash, the business wants it first, right?
It's hard to get you guys to pay yourself at all.
It really is, and not even, and you know, even beyond the salary thing, when it comes time to putting into a 401k or whatever, there's always some place that the business could use that. And we think, and it's sometimes true and maybe not always true, we think that's a good investment.
Well, and I think you do have to invest in your business. I think, you know, if you don't, it isn't going to happen. But what we have to do is convince you that that's just an expense item along with payroll.
Put it in the budget.
And it's in the budget, and it goes out just like payroll goes out, and there's no cheating.
Make it automatic, huh?
Instead of, correct.
And that's what you do. Betty, see, I can see you there. I can see you doing that, Betty Jo. I can see you going in there and saying, okay, you know, we've got a new sheriff in town, and you say, give me your budget. I'm gonna recast your budget here, and we're gonna make sure that that we not only take care of the company, but we take care of the owners.
Well, and the sooner we can start, the better, because, you know, I think people have a feeling that 5 years from now I'll be in a better position to start this. I'd rather start with $50 a month today when
right.
you open the business than have $500 a month 10 years from
and
now.
And establish, get the habit going.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't do that, if you don't establish it as a habit, what happens to us is we start off with nothing, many of us.
Correct.
And we everything we got goes into the company, and it should, it needs to in those days. But that's the habit we form, and it's hard to break that habit.
Well, and today I think there's a trend that we aren't necessarily handing the family businesses on down to our children.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's very difficult to sell your business for what you think it's worth.
Right. Well, that's the problem. Small business owners always, that's a rude awakening that they have many times.
Right.
What is your, as a small business owner, what is the biggest challenge that you have?
Finding skilled people to service my customers the way that I want to excel in customer service. And I want the person answering the phone to have this friendly voice so people want to call us. They're having a down day. I want them to call to hear this happy voice.
Wait a minute. You mean if I call your office, I'm not going to get I'm not going to go into voicemail hell?
You are not going to go into voicemail.
All right. Well, that's good. Congratulations on that, by the way. I'm proud of you. You don't in my business either. Unless you call after hours, you get a real live human being.
Well, that's true.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
If you call after hours, and after hours is probably 7 o'clock at my business. Otherwise, you get me between 5:30 and 7.
Right. I got you. Well, I really appreciate the word that you used. You basically said that you, when it comes to customer service, you really are seeking excellence.
Correctly.
Yeah. And what else? What are some other things that you
think? Well, I think that it's I think it's very hard to change as my management style. You know, my kid brother, he kids me and says I have to learn how to work with the Gen Xers. And
we all do.
I think that, you know, I take it for granted that people are going to show up on time and that they're going to have the love for the business.
Right.
And I think there has been a change of times. You have to change your management style. That's tough to do.
It is, especially when you've got as many gray hairs as I do. And I know that's a time that you have to look forward to, Betty Jo.
Oh, you're being kind.
Betty Jo Ticcoli, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. And she's been telling us about her small business, which happens to be in California. But when you come back, I'm going to ask Betty Jo to take her small business cap off and put on her advocate cap. She's got one of those. In fact, she's got two or three of those. She's one of the small business's best friends in California, whether they know it or not. We're going to get her to tell us a little bit about what she does for small businesses in California. And since California is a bellwether state, ladies and gentlemen, what Betty Jo Ticcoli does for small businesses in California is good for all of us. 20 after. Stay with us.
Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend, Betty Jo Ticcoli, president of Total One Development Center. Betty Jo, we desperately need to know about your website.
Oh, well, I don't have a website for me personally. My broker-dealer has one, Crown Securities Capital.
Okay, and we know about that. Do you need to give us you don't need to give us a disclaimer or anything, do you?
No, I don't. Not today. I don't
okay.
have to do any disclosure.
Good deal. We'll get you back on the show another day and ask you a little bit more about your financial securities company, but give us that website again, Crown?
It's crownsecuritiescapital.
.com. Okay.
And, but the important one I want to give you right now is www.csba.com.
That's CSBA.
California Small Business Association.
Right, and that's the one that's the volunteer organization that you're the president of and the small business advocate of.
Right, that's correct.
Tell us about that organization.
Well, it was founded after the 1980 White House conference by the delegates from California because they wanted to continue working on small business issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out on federal issues, which we still are involved to a certain extent in, but we were being killed in the state of California at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
So after the 1986 White House conference, we said we better concentrate first on the state and second on the federal. And so we have affiliated with groups like the U.S. Chamber to do the federal work, and we just feed in the information, and that's a good partnership.
It's a good partnership. That's happening all over the country, by the way, as you know. Small businesses have really taken it on the chin in California, haven't they, the last few years?
In 2000, I thought it was just kind of a phenomenon that was happening and that it was in San Diego County with the energy crisis. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's been downhill since then.
Now they're leaving the state, aren't they?
In droves, and they're shutting the doors and just giving up, and that's sad.
We know about some of the issues. High taxes, utility situation is ridiculous. The rolling brownouts, you know, how can you stay in business with a rolling brownouts that you guys had during the energy crisis that you had a few years ago? What's the solution?
Well, you know, first we have to, I think small business any place in the country, you have to know what you're going to pay for things on a consistent basis.
Right.
You've got to have reliability, but you've got to have a rate that you can live with. For example,
that you can budget.
Let's just take insurance. Small contractors come to me every day and say they bid a job. Their insurance premium was $100,000. They put that $130,000 in the bid, and then they get their next year bill halfway into the project, and it's doubled.
And this is workers' comp.
This is, but general liability.
General liability as well, but not just workers' comp. But now that workers' comp is a big problem in California, isn't it?
Bonding is a big issue. You know, we have silly laws that require every subcontractor to carry a minimum million dollar bond. Doesn't matter the size of the job.
Right.
Well, you know, it's just like fire insurance. Mm-hmm. Only one person can collect. So if the prime contractor's doing it, why all the subs also? It's a waste of money.
Exactly. And the thing is that, you know, especially when you talk about contractors, construction contractors, they're working off of, you know, single-digit margins and maybe bidding it at cost so that they can hope for overruns and you know, add-ons and everything. And then when they, as you say, when they bid it based on known costs, it maybe even go up a little bit. And then the number comes in and it blows it out of the water. You can't stay in business like that.
Well, you can't go back to the person and that you have a job with and say, you know, I've had an increase in rates. I have to have $15,000 more.
Right.
Dollars. It doesn't happen.
Well, now, what about, what's the future look like in California for small business?
Well, you know, I think that, I think we see a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that...
Is Arnold part of that light?
Well, we are hoping. We're counting on it. He talks the talk.
Right.
And now we're waiting to see if he's going to walk the talk.
Yeah.
I think there's a misunderstanding, you know, and in the small business community, but in general, one of the things we have to do is learn to keep our enemies closer to us than our friends. And so we've been partnering with labor in California. You know, we're on labor and small businesses on different sides on
right.
the employer mandated health care that
right.
just passed.
Exactly.
So we've been trying.
And also minimum wage.
Minimum wage, oh, you can go on down.
Yeah.
You know, frivolous lawsuits,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing. But we've been working on something that frustrates small business in California probably more than anything, and that's frivolous laws.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have these crazy laws on sue your boss. Arnold did get that, you know, changed. We have things like, we had a bill that was if an employer yelled at an employee, they could file a civil suit and the employer had to pay for it.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, those frivolous type laws, part of it's from term limits, but you know what? We're going to get there in California, and by the time we've learned how to correct this in the small business community, we can share it with the rest
exactly.
of the world.
Exactly. We need to get you to export that knowledge. Give us that website again.
www.csba.com.
Mm-hmm. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, probably more than you anticipate. How to work with government, you know, who the elected officials are, what the issues are, that's probably the part. There is also a calendar. We have a little problem keeping that updated because
yeah.
so much going on.
Right.
But you'll find the issues and you'll find what's current and what you need to do.
Betty Jo Ticoli, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do for small business. You are a force in the marketplace and a treasure for California, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm proud of you. Betty Jo Ticoli, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to let her get away. We're going to keep up with where she is and get her back on again another day. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Bill Miller. You're going to like what he has to say, too. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
And I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.